friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Pick shows singer Jeremy Camp recovering from surgery following serious heart condition. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Julie Provost. A pic of Christian singer Jeremy Camp in the hospital, shared by his loving wife, Adrian, serves as a testament to God's grace and healing hands at work. The photo thanks all those who covered Jeremy in prayer as he underwent surgery to treat a serious heart condition. Life is truly unpredictable, and no one is immune to the curveballs it can throw our way, not even celebrities. During a Saturday night concert, things went sideways for singer Jeremy Camp. He went into what's called AFib, atrial fibrillation, in a regular rhythm where the heart beats really, really fast, causing all kinds of problems, including trouble breathing. It was affecting a lot of things. It's hard to function, Jeremy explained on social media. As a result, singer Jeremy Camp had no choice but to cut his performance short. And he later took to social media to request prayers as he prepared for a surgical procedure called cardiac ablation to address the issue. The procedure involved inserting a catheter into a blood vessel and then guiding it to Jeremy's heart. His doctors went in through the singer's leg in order to insert the catheter. Once complete, Jeremy Camp's wife, Adrian, provided an update on social media, which included a pic of Jeremy giving the thumbs up from a hospital bed. Surgery was a success, Adrian said, but it'll take a few months to fully heal. Adrian also took a moment to express gratitude for all those who lifted Jeremy and his family up in prayer, as well as for the care received by the doctors and hospital staff. Jeremy Camp and his wife Adrian continued providing updates after the singer returned home. Jeremy explained that he'd been dealing with irregular heart rhythms for a few years and this wasn't his first surgery. However, he hadn't gone public with the condition until the current procedure. With so many fans regularly offering to pray for Jeremy, the singer realized it was time to engage his eager prayer warriors. People always say, "How can I pray for you guys?" And I'm like, "You know what? As a family of Christ, this is what we do," he said. Jeremy went on to explain how, through this health journey, he's learning to fully submit to God. He admitted he struggled with wanting to do things through his own strength, but this heart condition is completely out of his control, which helped him come to a powerful conclusion. Realizing that my life is in God's hands, literally coming to grips with that, yeah, I can do the best I can, but ultimately God is in control, and He loves us more than we even know. Our lives will not always go the way we planned. Letting go of that illusion of control is hard and scary. But Jeremy explains how it has helped him fully rely on God, which has only brought him closer to Jesus. Friends and fans alike cheered Jeremy on as he shared about his recovery. And it's inspiring how singer Jeremy Camp is opening up about his health journey and how it has served to only strengthen his faith. Isn't it just incredible how our faith community rallies together in times of need? Keep those prayers flowing, friends, because we're witnessing a faith-filled journey of recovery and a testimony to the power of collective prayer.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Woman says yes to proposal, then gets a text from future father-in-law that has her in tears. Written by Julie Provost, read by Julie Provost. Mia Amabile got engaged to her fiancé Alex and received a text message that had her in tears. What a wonderful way to start a marriage. The couple got engaged in St. Barth's. In an Instagram post, Mia talks about the proposal, Alex got down on one knee, and I was in complete shock, and I couldn't have been more surprised. The two had a funny moment when he first proposed, as he didn't have the ring with him. He ran to their room, got the ring, and repeated the proposal. What a fun story to tell people in the future. After the proposal, Mia received a text from her future father-in-law, Doug. She posted it on her TikTok, calling the text her Roman Empire, and the video went viral. The video begins with, "My Roman Empire is a text I got from my future father-in-law after his son proposed." Then we get to see the text message. The received text begins with, "My dearest Mia, now that it's official, I wanted to take a moment to directly and personally tell you how overjoyed we all are to have you become an official member of our family and us of yours." Doug then went on to say, "We have loved you from the moment we met you and could always see that you and Alex were absolutely meant to be together forever, and a perfect way to welcome Mia to the family." He goes on to give some great marriage advice. "The most important thing is that you guys clearly, unconditionally love each other and take care of each other, and that is by far the most important thing that ever matters." He ends the text with, "We are so greatly looking forward to all the amazing times you'll get to spend together. All our love forever, Doug." Mia is completely blessed. Not only does she have an amazing fiancé, but also an amazing future in-laws. Mia, referring to Doug, told People, "He always says the most beautiful things about his family and friends, and will be the first person to tell you how much he loves and appreciates you." She also mentioned she was close to her future sister-in-law, Sabrina, and both Doug and her future mother-in-law, Nina, treat her like she's one of their own children. The couple asked Doug to be the officiant in their wedding, which is a wonderful way to include him in their special day. When a couple gets married, they also receive in-laws. While not everyone has a good relationship with them, Mia surely will. "What a blessing to know you are marrying into such a kind and thoughtful family. We wish Alex and Mia a wonderful wedding and marriage. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other." Psalms 85:10.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.